So hello and welcome to ASI cast number 151, which is our first episode of hopefully many in 2023. Now, our recent commentary that we published on the website about the announcement of a new US measurement body calling itself a JIC for video and television provoked a lot of discussion and also threw up some important questions about the US media measurement scene and whether there are implications for other markets. And here today with us to discuss where the US media measurement scene may be headed is Tony Jarvis of Olympic Consulting. Tony's got an extensive career in media measurement, and as a Brit working in the US for many years now, he's able to bring a really useful perspective on things to those of us who are scratching our heads a bit about what's going on. So welcome to the podcast, Tony.
Well, thank you very, very much. And secondly, congratulations on the insightful ASI conference in Nice, plus your recent review of the US JIC announcement. And I'm delighted to be able to add to that.
Well, let's dive straight into that then. Were we wrong in thinking for the last 25 years that JICs were actually illegal in the US? And is this actually a JIC?
Great questions. Interestingly, JICs, in my assessment and in view of the industry, are actually legal in the US because they do not contradict antitrust laws as long as they are, quote, structured properly. The ARF special meeting that was held in January, I think, of 2005, which you may have also attended.
I was. May have been when we first met, actually.
I think so, yeah. I mean, so we both participated. I was there as a board member. And yet, at the end of the day, it confirmed that fact. Now, also, I guess some of your Europeans are probably aware that Nielsen has consistently claimed JICs is antitrust, despite having operated basically as a virtual monopoly in TV measurement for years. Of note, of course, they have also gobbled up some of their major competitors, Arbitron and the PPM technology maybe being a prime example, which in my opinion should have been denied by the FTC. The other thing that some of the Europeans may not be aware of is when more than one media currency for a platform here has been available, ultimately and relatively quickly, one usually evolves as a single base currency for the platform. So we have the current five major broadcasters consortium, along with VAB, is, as you and Mike Sainsbury actually pointed out in your assessment, it's actually a MOC, a media owner committee, not a JIC, about which the whole of the US industry seem to continue to prove they have very little understanding. What also, I guess, is a dimension of this situation is this proposed media owner committee has apparently thoroughly investigated whether there are any antitrust issues, and are obviously continuing with the initiative. So that's sort of maybe the top line on this.
Hmm. It's interesting that, I mean, you mentioned our European listeners. Obviously, our listeners in other parts of the world also may be more likely, particularly in Latin America, for example, to be in more of a Nielsen-type situation where there is a syndicated supplier supplying a service to the market, and also in Asia Pacific as well. Although there are many countries around the world do have JICs, and in Scandinavia and the Nordics, they tend to lean more towards a media owner committee. Now, I gather that outdoor measurement in the US, and I know that's an area you're very active in, is a really interesting model in terms of governance and measurement. And the reason I bring that up is that quite a few people have been saying to us recently that video measurement around the world could possibly learn a bit from outdoor in terms of the challenges they've had recently, in terms of obviously transitioning to video panels, but also in terms of definitions of impressions and impacts. Now, you're a consultant to Geopath, the big entity in the US measuring outdoor audiences. Can you tell us a bit more about what you think we could be learning from outdoor when it comes to video measurement?
Just a small correction. I was actually on the technical committee of Geopath. I wasn't a consultant to
Okay.
them,
Yep.
but also was on the technical committee of Root in the UK. And with Neil Eddleston, we sat on I don't know how many JICs around the world doing out of home. So the bottom line to your question is absolutely, I believe that out of home has some invaluable, what we might say, cornerstones to offer TV and video measurement, whether it's methodology, metrics, terminology, and definitions. And I believe that, that would certainly serve both the buyers and the sellers by improving when we have a quote single independent privately owned supplier, we can improve the cost, we can improve the value, and we can improve the quality of actually any media currency. I'm not saying, one has to follow out of home JICs wholeheartedly, but I think a lot of lessons to learn. As many of your listeners may know, Geopath evolved actually as a JIC when it developed and released its persons-based, persons, not devices or screens, persons-based eyes on, or also known as visibility adjusted contact currency for out of home. And when we did that here in the US, we kind of followed Root's principles. Both of these out of home JICs, along as you've noted with others, I think Norway's a great example, have subsequently developed very advanced, quite complicated, integrated hybrid measurement approaches to include all out of home formats, which is what TV video seem to be wrestling with. So again, I think some lessons. We also have a situation that we're all, even America's aware of, is the attention being paid to attention measurement, thanks to people like Mike Follett. It's generating a lot of buzz due to its fundamental requirement to generate outcomes. We also have fragmentation, digitization, and device options for the video media, which are demanding these very complex media measurement approaches. Well, I think generally we can say out of home has been successfully dealing with these issues for close to 20 years. So I really do believe there are some lessons from out of home. A couple of interesting recent developments in out of home, I think, for all of us in media research. The Worldwide Out of Home Organization last May released an updated and enhanced version of the SMR Out of Home Audience Measurement Guidelines, which really updated the principles, terms, and definitions used. Again, perhaps lessons for other media platforms. And in this very much in this programmatic, I guess we might say we're now in the programmatic era of advertising. Independent verification of proof of posting for classic out of home panels and proof of play for digital screen panels out of home are being embraced. Now, I have to reveal that my company is working very closely with a company working in that verification area, Out of Home Trace. So I don't want to hide that. The bottom line is for America that right here in America, Geopath, similar to JICs Worldwide, has a multipartite board, multipartite technical committee, with a board chair being from the buy side. Funding is primarily from the sell side. I think it offers an established framework for creating a US TV video measurement JIC. And that JIC, of course, would then invite, I would suspect, I would hypothesize, requests for proposal from all the current alt research currency vendors, including Nielsen, to ultimately deliver a single currency or, and I love the way he put this, as Jonathan Waite of Havas would have kind of called it, a basic truth set for the industry.
I mean that it's interesting. That would be our usual interpretation of what a JIC would do. And this isn't implying a criticism of what has been announced, but it is very different for, as we state, for two reasons. One is at this point, it only encompasses some, not all, media owners on the buy side of video. And as we understand it, its role will be to effectively certify multiple suppliers. Now, that obviously it's early days in terms of understanding what that certification means, but we're scratching our heads a bit about where does that leave the MRC? Isn't that what the MRC does?
Well, great question. Boy, have we got a couple of hours. And I guess to the underlying to your point, can the sellers have marked their own homework, if you will? I mean, yes. I think MRC is in a difficult position because as most of your listeners are aware, JICs continuously and assiduously check and audit all the data, inputs, approaches, methodologies to ensure that the resulting single currency is unbiased and meets highest practical quality standards. Now, also, as we know, JICs typically retain an independent expert auditor to ensure their specifications are fulfilled. So in the US, the MRC could have a role as the TV video JIC auditor. However, there's a potentially major contentious issue. MRC's so-called, and I've used that word advisedly, and I told George Ivy this, MRC's so-called standards, which are actually guidelines, tend to be minimal threshold level and have come under some heavy criticism. It is to those detailed executional standards that MRC performs its accreditations of the research measurement and resulting metrics and currencies. However, JICs set their own measurement specification requirements, metrics, and even terms and definitions for the platform, as I believe they should. So, would MRC accept to be an auditor under those conditions? I believe doubtful. Also, talking about MRC, who I'm maybe one of their greatest supporters, albeit their greatest critics. He made a remark in an earlier podcast regarding having the worst possible business model. Well, I want to emphasize that MRC is critical to the media research industry in the US, but it is significantly underfunded and it desperately needs a new fees formula. And maybe this issue will help them.
Yeah, I think George, when we were discussing it, was referring to their business model also involving wide-scale use of consultants. That actually, they don't have a huge secretariat themselves. So that's a really interesting point about how any JIC would interact with something like the MRC. And that's a good plug for the MRC podcast we did, which we'll put a link to in the show notes so that we can show that we don't just randomly throw our podcast together. There is, in theory, a narrative here. I guess the key question would have to be, what's your own view on the alt currency movement? We know that there's been investigations of the how this might be received by the market conducted by SIM recently, for example, and trailed at the conference we had last November in Nice. Do you think that the alt currency is the way to go?
I'm hoping that's a rhetorical. Knowing your expertise, I know that's a rhetorical question. However,
I'm just carefully not leading the witness.
Well, interesting. You should say that because I would suggest the current SIM, ANA, 4A's ARF-sponsored Deloitte study report titled "Industry Perspectives on the Transition to a Multi-Currency TV Market" leads the witnesses, who are neither named nor perhaps representative. I would suggest this report demonstrated a significant lack of understanding of media currency development and management, notably via a JIC structure, that it did not call out OpenAP that is supposedly going to manage this proposed mock, and that OpenAP is owned by the largest broadcast networks, wasn't that inexcusable? So an alt current, now, to your question, an alt currency or multi-currency TV market is, of course, a nonsense. The term currency is singular for any media platform, and hopefully any platform currency should be congruent and comparable with currency for each of the other major media platforms. I would suggest that alt currencies are simply not in the interest of US advertisers nor the agencies, some of whom actually clearly underlined their significant concerns in the Deloitte study. It appears to me, maybe I'm wrong, that the study was produced to protect the proposed alt currency mock to be established by the five major broadcasters plus VAB. And finally, and only on Friday, why? During the current chaos, I suggest, of chaos and misinformation, did SIM, 4A's, and the TVB just announce an investigation of a new local market-by-market TV currency? Another alt currency? Can't wait for Brian Jacobs' blog on that one.
Interesting. I hadn't seen that. I shall investigate after we finish speaking. So ultimately, what would you be your... We've covered a lot of bases here, and you've very eloquently described the challenges. What would be your hot take on all of this? What's the bottom line of what's going on?
I'm going to pick up a little bit on your expansion of taking a world view. JICs worldwide, and I think notably out-of-home JICs, offer real learning opportunities in establishing a single, common, persons, panel-based consensus currency for the US TV video streaming arena. It should be for both national and local video content distributors across all devices, and it should be based on eyes on or contacts, not device measures, or as critical as device measures are to ensure that the right creative appears on the right screens. Experience over years now, years and years, have shown it will save the industry millions, if not billions. Point two, I think my other take is that the current US mock announcement for me reflects all sorts of potential conflicts of interest. If this is true, surely this demands that the media agencies, unequivocally supported by their advertiser clients, unite around a real TV video currency. So multinationals. And I know that Dentsu's listening. I think Havas is listening. And I think Audi are listening. But are the multinationals that are experienced with JICs in other countries, are you listening?
That's a really interesting point. But and we could, I don't want to extend the podcast by another 20 minutes, but isn't part of the problem that the advertisers are elsewhere at the moment, focusing on the WFA North Star and the ANA tender process that's happening in the US? I gather there's a tender process underway for a panel as a source of truth. Isn't that a danger that they're heading off down a different path?
Oh, I know. I think so. But I think we could, it's not unfair to say that with what has happened in this whole JIC arena on TV video measurement, one would have hoped it would have brought attention back to media measurement, whereas the North Star initiative originally had outcomes essentially as a media measurement. And those of us in the business know too well that outcomes are not a media measurement. It is interesting too, from the ASA conference, which I'm, again, I'm hoping everybody attends this year, that Phil Smith on the British initiative Origin categorically stated it wasn't, you know, their initiative under the WFA kind of framework is not considered to be a media currency, not a media currency, and what have you. So, yeah, I'm hoping that doesn't get in the way, and that the real focus should be on establishing a meaningful single media currency that can be put into a WFA or an Origin model, so that the advertisers get the benefit of both. They get a real, if you will, basic truth set, as Jonathan White would say, in their models, that then can lead them to understand the role for media and creative, because it's not a media measure. Without the creative, the media can't do it. Without the media, the creative can't do it. It's a two-pronged pressure point that brings outcomes to advertisers. And again, in some of these discussions, I think we often forget to talk about the power and resonance that creative have in creating outcomes over and above what media do.
Well, that sounds like an excellent point as a call to action to end on. So thanks for making the time to speak to us today, Tony. You've thrown some pebbles in quite a few ponds that hopefully we can observe the ripples and may provoke some to join the podcast and give us their views. So it's clearly a developing situation, and we'll be keeping our eyes on it through 2023, but also covering, obviously, what's going on around the world as a whole. So thanks for your time, Tony, and perhaps we'll be back to you for an update in a few months' time to understand what's going on again.
Look forward to it. My pleasure, Richard. Thanks so much.
Thanks again. Cheers. Bye.
Cheers.